from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gonna tuck it and fight his way. The surge pushing him down to the two and into the end zone for the touchdown. It was a pile driving touchdown run by Josh Allen from 6 yards out.
Talking a little about Josh Allen running the ball, he talked with Kay Adams yesterday, who was at Bills camp, about not being in the business of taking too many hits. You know, it's August 2nd. And it's the preseason when we're talking about Allen and how much he runs it. We've got a Twitter poll about that, and if anybody's got the right formula, right, for how much he should run. And one thing about this, I got a good tweet on this as we connect with our fans. So, tweet comes in, and no real name on this, so I'll go for you here. This narrative has been weird. Lamar runs all the time. He gets tackled. It's not like Allen's getting slammed every time he takes a hit. He's bigger, more solid. Allen should run whenever the situation is right, designed, or otherwise. There's been no issues. And I tend to agree with that. I tend to agree that the narrative has been oversold. However, the thing that makes it not really narrative is that Allen continues to talk about it, too. He's asked about it. Maybe Lavar's not asked about it as much.
Yeah.
And Allen is asked about it. And he says he's got to make sure he's protecting his body, which is probably something that comes to him from the owner, the coach, the GM, you know, they're looking to protect their most important player, which is totally reasonable.
Can I make this point without everyone getting mad that I'm jinxing it? By the way, can I just not, here, there's a piece of wood right here that I am knocking on.
I'm going to walk out of the room.
I'm knocking on the wood. I just want to throw out there that it is incredible that he's talking about protecting himself. We see him constantly not protecting himself. He jumps over people every year, at least a couple of times. He lowers his shoulder into linemen and usually runs through them. He takes hits running the ball all the time. And again, I'm knocking on wood, so don't get mad at me. He has the longest active start streak in the National Football League. And he's approaching the Bills' record, by the way, that Joe Ferguson has. Allen's at 88 games in a row. Ferguson's at 107. Again, I'm knocking on wood. Don't get mad at me. It's kind of incredible. Some guys are just built that way. He's also huge, right? Which is very different than Lamar Jackson. Is he 50 pounds bigger than Lamar Jackson is? 40 pounds bigger?
Probably.
Jackson, by the way, doesn't often miss games because he's getting hurt running. Jackson misses games because he's always sick. Not even, like, kidding about that. Like, he missed, I think, 2 regular season games the year before last because he was sick, and then he missed a bunch of training camp this year. So, like, Jackson, he gets injuries too, but it's not like a crazy amount. And Allen's out here, like, whatever you're doing, just, I guess, just keep it up, because he doesn't leave the field. And the last time he got hurt, which was in his rookie season, it was an injury that happened in the pocket.
More knocking on wood.
We're knocking on wood as much as possible here.
No, the last time he got hurt was not his rookie season. It was against the Jets, also in the pocket.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Right. Also, rookie season was the last time he missed games.
That's right, also in the pocket.
And that was the game, the next week was the Minnesota week that we didn't, isn't it right we didn't know if he was playing until like 20 minutes before the game started?
Yes.
That's what I remember. Thinking Keenum was going to play against the Vikings. And that maybe it was like 20 minutes before that we learned that Allen was probably playing.
Speaking of Case Keenum, he played last night.
Yeah, he threw a touchdown. Oh, did we win our...
Our parlay, we had a same game parlay. It got refunded because of the
because game the game got canceled?
Yes, yes. We did hit the under on Tim Boyle's passing yards.
Oh, of course we did.
But anyway, speaking of Case Keenum, last night's game, Case Keenum and Davis Mills, those are two pretty good Hall of Fame game quarterbacks. Brett Rypien threw three touchdowns, if you care about Brett Rypien.
Okay. I don't. Should I?
No.
Mills went 10 of 13 for 102 and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Do you want some instant trivia?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Give me some instant trivia.
Let's do some instant trivia here.
By the way, did you see the former Bill that caught a touchdown pass in the game yesterday? Who was on the list of touchdown receptions from Josh Allen? Any idea? Who caught a touchdown in last night's game that's also caught a touchdown from Josh Allen?
C.J. Mosley. No. Sorry, I just learned that one pick six. Who caught a touchdown last night that also caught a touchdown from Josh Allen? The answer, of course, is not Diggs.
This isn't easy.
All right, who is it?
Tommy Sweeney.
Okay. Tommy Sweeney.
I started games for the Bills at tight end a couple years ago. I was at the game. Tennessee caught a touchdown.
Instant trivia.
Hopefully easier than the one I just gave you.
Yep.
Trying to get to Tommy Sweeney.
So here's some instant trivia for you. Yesterday at Bills camp, I saw a highlight tweeted out. You know, everybody's there at camp. The whole assorted media.
Yep.
And I saw...
Hiding in the shade if they could.
That's right. There's not a lot of shade. I saw a tweet highlight of an Allen to Keon Coleman touchdown pass.
Yep.
And Mookie Hawkins, WUFO, tweeted out 10-plus touchdowns. This is his prediction for Allen to Coleman. He'll get 10 touchdowns.
Okay.
Which, this trivia will illustrate two things. One, that might not be likely. Two, but maybe there's an opening. Six receivers in the NFL last year caught 10 touchdowns. Who are they?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Six receivers.
Six?
Yeah, the league lead was 13.
I would have thought it was more.
Nope. All right, six receivers and one tight end. But six wide. Okay. six wide receivers caught 10 touchdowns.
Is the tight end Laporta?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
How about Puka Nacua?
No.
Ooh. Guy caught 1,600 yards and didn't get the 10 touchdowns. How about... no, the Eagles did tush pushes. It's not going to be an Eagle, right? It's not A.J. Brown?
No.
Okay. Mike Evans.
13.
Yeah.
Tied.
He led the league?
Tied for the league lead, wow. Mike Evans.
That guy is so good. Always so good. How about... Should this be difficult? It shouldn't be, right?
A few of the names are very obvious. The best receivers in football. And again,
okay.
And again, I said, one of these names will leave an opening for the idea that Keon Coleman could do it in his rookie season.
Okay, so one of them's a rookie.
Yes.
Is that rookie... This was... So it's not Puka Nacua, and the first round picks were Zay Flowers, Addison, wasn't Smith and Jigba. How about Zay Flowers? Did he get there?
No.
Did Addison get there?
10 touchdowns.
Did he really?
Yes.
Wow.
Jordan Addison, 10 touchdowns. There's your opening.
Yeah.
Like a rookie did it last year.
And he
was not some world beater.
He
had 10 touchdowns. He had 911 yards and 70 catches, 911, 10 touchdowns.
Wouldn't you have thought, without looking at his stats, yesterday on the field, if I just asked you, hey, how good was Jordan Addison in his rookie year? Wouldn't you have said, like, pretty good?
Probably fine.
Yeah.
10 touchdowns.
How about Tyreek Hill?
13.
Yep.
You're missing
Ross St. Brown?
Correct. 10.
Oh, I thought of him and didn't guess because I would have thought no way there are two Lions on this list. Okay.
Yep. 10 touchdowns. Amon Ross St. Brown, the sun god himself.
How many more are there?
Two.
Two more?
One of the best receivers in football.
CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the other is, thought he might be traded, isn't.
Ayuk?
Nope. This guy's not considered one of the best receivers in football. He will not.
Amari Cooper.
He will not likely catch 10 touchdowns this season after going through a quarterback change to a rookie, and the team is dead in the water right now.
Who did we think was getting traded? Is now dead in the water.
His teammate got traded. This team was going to tear it down, rebuild, trade all the receivers. We thought about this guy's an idea for the Bills to play. I'll just give it to you. You're not going to believe this guy had 10 touchdowns.
Oh, now I want it. His team tore it down and rebuilt. So, okay, that's Minnesota, but we already got them.
More. Tore it more down.
Tore more down than Minnesota.
Pretty much. I mean, they're...
What?
This is a where-are-they team. They traded their quarterback.
The Raiders?
They cut their quarterback.
Devontae Adams?
No, they cut their quarterback.
They cut their quarterback.
They cut their quarterback.
Oh. Is it Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton had 10...
Oh, come on.
He had 10 touchdowns.
He had 10 touchdowns? I had him in fantasy. That was not a 10-touchdown season.
10 touchdowns.
Oh, come on.
So, like, to the point here, 10 touchdowns is hard to do. Evans, Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, but also Jordan Addison.
By the way, Tank Dell would have got there because I think he had 7 in, like, 10 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Nico Collins had 8 in 10 games.
What type of season would it be? What it would feel like? You know, you just mentioned Jordan Addison. I don't know what his numbers, his yards are.
70 for 9-11 and 10 touchdowns.
All right, see, that's more yards than I was thinking for
this
question.
Wouldn't 100% of Bills fans sign up for that from Keon Coleman?
100%.
The numbers should be 100% of Bills fans would sign up for that.
What if the yardage was a lot lower than that, but the touchdowns weren't? What if I told you he had 500 yards and 10 touchdowns? Isn't that kind of a... that's a possible outcome.
It is. 500
like, I'm watching him at these practices.
It seems a little low for me.
He looks great when he's got these one-on-one contested catch situations. He's not catching all of them, but he's making some highlight reel catches every day. And I'm just worried about his ability to get open as a rookie. And for me, that can read like a low output yardage season, but red zone touchdowns, and you might look at the end of the day and see, all right, well, we got the TDs at least, but he wasn't as big a part of the offense as we thought otherwise. I'm thinking that's a very, very possible outcome. And how will that feel? How will it feel if he gets 600 yards, but he gets 10 touchdowns? You going to feel good about that?
It depends. If they finish 15-2, I'm going to feel great about it. If they finish, sure.
10-7,
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. The blue and red tonight. Showers kind of coming through all weekend. Had some thunderstorms pass through the Hall of Fame game. Came and went, and they didn't finish it. They called it after 2.5 quarters, roughly. Got 8 kickoffs in, got 7 returns. It's kind of the story of the day from the Hall of Fame game. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.